Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as we come together in this time of worship together in the name of our Lord Jesus. How are you?
Good.
So how many of you can say, keep God as a friend out in public? Taking the grateful thing out public. Take it public. Take it public. That's what we got to do. A life of gratefulness. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for a confession and today. So I invite you to stand and drink. You can hear the baptismal font, for it's here. We are reminded of who we are, who we belong. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. Let's take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins, heal our hurts. Bring forth from us the harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. The transgressions are forgiven. God dwells a healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up for a new life in Christ.
Amen.
Remain standing for our hymn.
Thank you. pray. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. May be seated.
Morning. First reading comes from Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned to him as righteousness. Psalm of the day is Psalm 33, verse 12 through 22. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy the people chosen to be God's heritage.
The Lord is the God of heaven, and sees all humankind.
God sits firmly enthroned and watches all who dwell on the earth.
God has passion for all their hearts and preserves all their needs.
A king is not saved by the size of the army, nor are warriors rescued by their great strength. Truly your eye is upon those who fear you, O Lord, upon those who wait for your steadfast love. Our innermost being waits for you, O Lord, our helper and our shield. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, even as we place our hope in you. The second reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3, 8 through 16. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old. And Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, for one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he had prepared a city for them. Word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
And Savior, open now your saving word. Let it burn like fire within us until our hearts are stirred. Hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
May be seated. Would you please pray with me? So loving and gracious God, we are grateful this day for that grace which holds us in your Spirit, which breathes life into us and moves us. We give you thanks this day for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Your friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if you know this or not, but each week there's a group of us pastors that get together. Anybody here know that? Some of you know that. You know, we get together and we call it text study. It's where we have an opportunity to talk about the upcoming texts that we'll be preaching on or such. It's also a time for mutual support. Don't worry, you guys get off easy. I just want you to know that. You get off easy. Yeah. You guys are great. No, it's a time of sharing, you know, our own needs, get that collegial experience of support that way. Things that we can't tell other people in a real fashion. One of the other gifts of getting together is how we've come to understand our relationship here in town, and we're hoping to expand it beyond just our Lutheran family, but to the other churches in town, our Methodist brothers and sisters, our Episcopal brothers and sisters, our First Congregational brothers and sisters, and so on, all those, anyone who wants to come to be a part of that. But one of the gifts is the gift of colleagues, a gift of things. And we have kind of just said, you know, we're always on call for each other. And that is a great comfort to me, that I know that if somebody can't get a hold of me, they can get a hold of somebody else. Or if some of theirs can't get a hold of them, they can get a hold of me. That's a great comfort. That it's, you know, it's kind of like we got each other's back. We're here to serve not just our own congregations, but also to be available, open to the community. And that is a gift. And that because, you know, one of the things that, as a pastor, and maybe this is just one of my perks or my things or whatever, is I'm afraid I'm going to miss something, miss somebody's need, miss somebody, you know? That's a fear I have. And so I don't want to be able to do it. I don't want that to happen. So it's nice to be, as our colleagues are together, to know that we have and care for each other and also care for all of you. Now, in our gospel lesson today, Jesus tells us, "Do not be afraid, for it is your little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." But then Jesus goes on to tell us that as a result of God's gift, this gift of the kingdom, we should live our lives in gratitude by being responsible disciples with the gift. Is that Jesus is saying that with every gift there comes a level of responsibility. Do not fear, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, sometimes a thank you is enough, is sufficient, in response to a gift. But sometimes a gift brings with it a little more responsibility. One of the commentators that read is by the name of Clayton Smith, and he put it this way, and I quote, "You know, the moment of birth is one of unspeakable joy. Yet if parents stopped to count the cost of taking a child home, which fortunately they never do, they might be tempted to turn the gift down. The cost of baby food and diapers, sleepless nights, worrisome days, braces for teeth, clothes, and school supplies." Oh, by the way, school is just around the corner. "And college tuition, repairs to the fenders of cars that have been bumped, heartaches and disappointments and weddings. It would not be a surprise for a young parent to say, 'No thanks, I think I'll pass on this gift.'" End quote. And clearly the gift of children brings with it responsibilities, but it also brings with it tremendous joy to every loving parent. Now, Dr. Schmidt goes on to say that the same kind of responsibilities come with God's gift for God's kingdom. They're not insignificant responsibilities. We are to give up the materialistic ways of the world and share our wealth with those in need. We are to work toward expanding God's kingdom to those that we meet. Love our neighbors as ourselves. And witness to others that we know the redeeming love of God. It too is a gift. That if one has to stop and calculate the responsibilities might just terrify us. Yet along with these demanding responsibilities, the gift of God's kingdom also brings with it joy of knowing God's redeeming grace and love and mercy in our lives, of not having to carry the stuff, the burdens of our lives around with us, like chains around our feet. And most importantly, the gift of God's kingdom offers a hope of new life, both now, realized now, and as we move into the future, as God extends God's family. And this is the core of the message. Jesus says, "Have no fear, little flock. Have no fear, little flock." As members of God's family, we are not, as individuals, just saddled with the entire burden of responsibility of the gift of God's kingdom. You know, as we read this text, and I'll go to Dr. Schmidt again. You might say, "I got a little help from this guy today." It happens, okay? Dr. Schmidt, he says, and I quote, "We know that we too are individual members of a large flock of faithful disciples who seek to live as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, the work we do is never ours alone to accomplish. We do our part and trust that God will send others who will join us and take over for us when we are too weary to continue." End quote. And this was never more evident to me than this past week in Milwaukee. As we gathered for our church-wide assembly as church together, from all over the country and the Caribbean, people of God coming together to be the church. Our theme was, we are church, and we are church together. We're not alone. We rely on each other. We walk together. Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was assassinated a number of years ago, wrote this. It's called Prophets of a Future Not Our Own. He says, It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is another way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church mission. No set of goals and objectives includes everything. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning. A step along the way, and opportunities for God's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not of our own. End quote. Through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God has given us His kingdom as a gift to be received. Just like we receive Holy Communion every week, we receive it as gift. It's not something we've earned, but it's given to us as gift. And what a precious gift it is, this kingdom. For it assures us of an eternity to grasp and understand that we can only begin to imagine as we are bound to this planet. So we do what we can, right? We do what we can in responsibility for this gift. And we keep on doing the little things we can do, none of them enough in themselves, none of them complete in themselves, yet as a little flock, as members of God's kingdom family, we come to realize that God's loving presence among us through each other. We will be entering into a time of focusing on this phrase, you matter here. How many have seen the sign? This is up. All right, people, get your eyes up. On the road yesterday coming back, the signs along the interstate says, get your head out of your apps. Did you get it? So get your eyes up. See, you matter here. The gift that we certainly can give to each other is to look around here and say to each other and to show each other that each one here, you matter here. And then likewise, we can say and do to anyone outside those doors, anywhere out in our community, is that you matter here, that we live that in how we look at each other, our neighbor. That's how the greatest way we can show the love of God. So thanks be to God that it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Amen. We sing, "Have no fear, little flock."
Treasuring your promise to hear us when we call, we pray for the church, for those in need, and all of your creation. Lord God, bless and send your church out from this place of worship to be a light to the nations and our community. Wherever we set out in faith, equip us to share our hope in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Bless and protect your creation, raising up stewards and innovators to nourish and sustain natural wonders, too many to number. In this day and age, we pray for the protection of bees and send sun and rain where they are needed. Lord, in your mercy. Bless and govern the nations, uniting all humankind in seeking justice and peace. We pray for the leaders of nations, grant them wisdom and understanding, and fashion our hearts and guide our deeds in love. Lord, in your mercy. Bless and comfort those in need, providing shelter to those without homes, food for those who hunger, companionship to those who are lonely, and health to the sick. Especially today, remember Randy and Pam, Brett, Ron, Sue, Patty, Ann, Arla, Kathy, Manuel, Janelle, Ernest, Lexan, Kevin, Levi, Sean, Libby, Joe, Janet, Leo, Sam, Gary, Josie, and Aaron. Be their help and their shield, Lord, in your mercy. Bless and sustain those wanting but unable to bear children, those in the adoption process, and children longing for parents. Welcome and love those who seek homes in a new community or country. and give us eyes to see and hearts to respond to the needs of our newest neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Keep in your care the faithful loved ones who have died in Christ, until we join them in the everlasting city, whose architect and builder is God. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and more we ask in the name of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. Scattered upon the hills, were gathered together to become one bread. So let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus, taking bread, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Join us together in the words that you taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The table has been set and the meal is prepared. So come and eat. It's for you. One more. Thank you. but you stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray together. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our ascending song.
I have good news and bad news. The bad news is these people that are standing up here, their backpacks are empty. The good news is you get to go shopping for school supplies and have them filled by September 8th, which is a Sunday. The list is in your bulletin, or it's in the church newsletter. Our goal is 150 backpacks to be sent to Lutheran World Relief. And also we have this little yellow pink tote that's
Can I help?
Yeah, that's fine.
I wanted to be a prop too.
Okay. I forgot where it was. Our goal is 150. Oh, look at here. I have one already, so we only have 149 more to go.
All right.
And we have this little pink tote that's out in the entryway where you can put all your supplies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Also, another thing that will be starting here in September is last year we had Wednesday, we started with a community meal here from 5:30 to 6:30. And we're going to be doing that again, but it's going to be changed a bit. It's going to start at 5 o'clock instead. And it's going to be called Wednesday's Table with Christ Lutheran. We're joining with our Catholic brothers and sisters on Tuesday and our first congregational brothers and sisters on Thursday night in doing community meal, which is what it was meant to be all the way along. So, just so we know that. But we need volunteers. We need people to help serve. And we'll talk to Jerry and Cindy Heffing about that. So if you feel the Spirit nudging you, or I can nudge you too, Spirit works both ways. So please consider.